Recklessness, can you now?
Well, I began.
I had something to say, of course I did. It just wasn't what they were expecting.
You will allow me to speak freely? But of course. The Zero Nun smiled like a haunted tree. No doubt you'll have an excellent explanation. After all, I'm sure I vouch for all of us when I say we'd hate to wipe you from existence.
My audience nodded sanctimoniously, all the time sharpening their knives.
Come now, Doctor, the Zero Nun prompted. Let's get to the bottom of this together. All right, I told her. But in order to do so, I need to teach you about fear.
Fear?
She blinked. That got her.
Yes, I addressed the entire chamber. You see, even the Time Lords are afraid of something. And tonight, I'm going to show you what that is. Are you sitting comfortably? Of course you are. And I'm rather afraid. That's the problem.
Chapter 1. A peculiar breeze drifted through the fading daylight on the island. The strange wind howled around the field, circling like a cat before settling down. A sheep observed all this, curiously. Confirming her worst suspicions, a large blue box pushed its way out of thin air onto the grass. The ewe shook her head, sadly, and trotted away. A door in the blue box opened, and I stuck my head out.
Ha! Yes. Did you hear what that sheep was saying? I said. I'm the Doctor, and some people find it hard to believe I'm a Time Lord from the planet Gallifrey, although I try not to let it show, unless there's company around. I was dressed with careful carelessness in my usual tumble of velvet, tweed, and corduroy, a natty little outfit, all held together by a long flowing scarf, in the same way that an unreliable parcel can be tied up with string. What was the sheep saying? A very pretty young woman walked out of the blue box. Her name was Sarah Jane Smith, and she adored a good question as much as I adored her. Before wandering the universe, she'd been a journalist, and her questions had been of the commoner garden, and what will this mean for the working mother variety? These days, her questions were often along the lines of, why is that tentacle trying to kill us? So she didn't mind asking about talking sheep, not really. Talking sheep? I say. A young man came out of the blue box, blinking heartily. He wore a duffel coat, Wellington boots, and a look of constant surprise. His name was Harry Sullivan, and he was a polite boy who'd been sent to a reasonable public school before being issued with a blazer and a medical degree, and sent out into the wide world to make the best of things. A child at heart, he was cursed with a hapless enthusiasm that had vicars' wives putting a protective hand on their best china. Harry's excitable disposition didn't allow him to get over many things in life. Certainly, he'd never got over the fact that my little blue box could go anywhere in the universe. He knew that it was called a TARDIS, and that through a rather charming mistake it looked quaintly like those old police boxes he used to see on street corners. He vaguely grasped that it could travel in time, but he could never hide his disappointment that the TARDIS didn't look like a proper spaceship with rockets and so on. Instead, it tried to be as small as possible on the outside, while remaining literally huge on the inside. Why did it do this? Perhaps, I suggested, because she's shy. A little joke. I had taken a few bouncing steps across the heather and was now staring at the beach beneath us. The island looked picturesque enough, but there was something in the air. I watched the waves sweep across the empty beach, and I couldn't help shivering. Did the sheep perhaps tell you where we were? Harry prompted dryly. She told me that you were going to say that. Of course she did. Sarah was wearing a long flowing floral print dress and sturdy leather boots. This was not her first trip with me. And where are we? We're just...